Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In If I Could Have a Cloud, Where Would I Go? Second edition by Jennifer Dawn DeConnick-Smith. Experience a world of unique and creative imagination through the eyes of a young boy who is living with cancer and is bedstricken. Connect with him through his personal adventures while traveling on a cloud and through his incredible strength in his cancer struggle. Jennifer is a self-published author, also has other upcoming books in the making, including an action thriller for both novel and movie possibilities. Born with congenital heart disease and open heart surgery at age 4, Jennifer also received a pacemaker at age 18. She has undergone and survived a wide variety of illnesses, very painful experiences that have been life-altering trials throughout her life. Living in various locations within Canada and raising 3 children, Jennifer is grateful to have grown in her faith, which has been a huge part throughout her life as both a divorced mom and a survivor. Jennifer Dawn DeConnick-Smith, author of If I Could Float on a Cloud, Where Would I Go? Second edition is our guest on This Week in America. Jennifer, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It is a pleasure to be here speaking with you.
It is so important what you're doing and the message you have in sharing to people that it's never too late and we can always overcome problems. Let's talk about the book, and I didn't want to give away too much in talking about the book. Tell us a little bit about the book and why this book is receiving such excellent reviews and touching so many people.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Rick. So If I Could Float on a Cloud, Where Do I Go? Second edition. It was born out of, actually back in 2010, I had published a short novel. And last spring, it was recognized and I was encouraged to expand on it, which is where the second edition came from. Yes, people have been, gone through so much in this world, and people need hope. You know, there's so much going on, and this book has, as you said, this little boy named Kipper is bedstricken. He lives his life in a hospital bed with an untreatable cancer, and in the story, Kipper meets all kinds of people throughout his life, and it is through his hardships and pain that he grows in his faith in God, using his imagination to tap into, to focus his suffering into something that becomes greater than him, even himself. It is through Kipper's faith that carries him through and even finally takes him home. It is an inspirational story in hopes to encourage others that they are not alone. You know, no one is alone if they have Jesus in the heart and lives, or, you know, just with him, we can do anything if we believe. I just want people to be encouraged in this day and age, and don't give up the fight, because you are worth it.
And it's so difficult with what we're all going through now. I know the book has been described as a unique twist to an imperfect world that expects perfection. And I think that really sums it up pretty well, doesn't it? It's a unique perspective that you offer us. But we are in a world that expects perfection, and that's difficult sometimes because nothing is perfect. We don't go through perfect lives.
No, that's right. Exactly right, Rick.
With us on the program is Jennifer Dawn DeConnick-Smith. I'll spell all of that so you can Google it, but the book's available at Amazon, and better yet, at kippersjourney.com. That's KIPPERSjourney.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on and get all of the information. Let's talk about how you developed the story. What was the inspiration for writing the book, If I Could Float on a Cloud, Where Would I Go?
Yes, Rick, it's the inspiration, you know, when I have been through so much myself, and life is not perfect. Life is hard. And everyone is going through something, you know, whether replacing addictions, unhealthy lifestyles, anything is coming from some place of pain. And for me, I was able to, I learned to tap into this inner creativity that, you know, God gave me. And, I draw, I write, I crochet. I do all kinds of creative stuff, and I just put that through. And actually, through this novel, you'll find pictures, a lot of pictures, and it's every piece of art from the front of the cover to the inside is all done by actually my youngest daughter and I. So, we just wanted to share. There are ways to get around addictions and the pain, and just learn to tap into those, because we can do that. It changes us. It helps us become humble. It gives us patience, and we really truly can change the world.
We're along with Kipper on the journey. Let's talk a little bit about that. He meets all kinds of people. He goes through life suffering, but then finds something that's greater than even himself. Talk about that, because we're there with Kipper throughout this.
Yes, we are. Yep. He's essentially he's the speaker in this. He's taking us through this, his struggles and he's a child. So we're seeing it through the eyes of his struggles and his imagination. And children, have quite a huge imagination as it is. And I felt it was important for people to see it from a different perspective. We go through things, we make judgments, we assume things, and we forget how a child sees life. Through my personal experiences, I was able to kind of use some of that. Some of the parts in the story are actual life experience that I've been through, and I just wanted to create it as childlike as I could, so that people could see that he's this little boy. He doesn't have family. There are so many sick children and adults in hospitals that don't have anybody. And so this young boy, he goes through various experiences. He meets all kinds of people. He sees and hears things, and he has many issues himself that he doesn't even really is aware of. But as a child, they don't really focus on that kind of stuff. Instead of just laying there and I guess giving up, he taps into his imagination. His desire to have a normal life, like we tend to take for granted. This world has been shaken, and some of the people hopefully now realizing the little things that they've taken for granted. And, through Kipper's eyes, he's showing us there's more, he grows in his faith. He becomes actually a believer through a young little roommate that he meets in the story. And absolute precious little child that just shows joy, even through their suffering, we are to learn to praise God through our storms, Well, just be grateful for what we have, where we are.
You mentioned Kipper. Yes, and so many important messages, themes in Jennifer's book, If I Could Float on a Cloud, Where Would I Go? The second edition, you'll find it the usual places. Kippersjourney.com is Jennifer's website. I'll give you that information several more times during the program. It appears he's alone, but he's really not alone, and that's a message that resonates with so many people. We all at some point feel we're alone, but we're really not, are we?
No, we really aren't. We can go through all kinds of things, but we have to also realize we're not alone. God's there. He's there. He wants to do more. He's a loving father. He wants to guide us and carry us. And we only have to be still, we don't need to worry. Surrendering our fears, our anxieties, our struggle, our pain to Him, and just knowing that He got us. we're going to go through things. You know, life isn't perfect. And how can we learn if we don't go through things? You know, but God is, he's been portrayed as so many things that he is not. And, you know, he is just a loving father that wants to carry us. You know, we fall. He's like this loving father that you fall off your bike, he picks you up, dusts you off, and says, let's try again. You know, everyone is worth it. Everyone is valued and loved beyond measure. And, you know, we all need encouragement and something to believe in. And we've had so many excessive, busy distractions in this world that have suddenly been put on hold with this whole global issue going on.
Yes.
And very painful things happening for people. Just a shock to our whole world. And, you know, God helps us come to the end of ourselves to realize that we are not the writer of our own story, and that these situations, in hopes, even though they can be hard, are there to help bring us into the awareness that we need to refocus our lives into the little things that actually do count, you know, the things that do matter, and to also help prepare us, because life is hard. And where we wish to, you know, we also need to prepare ourselves for where we want to go at the end of this life, because a lot of, often, more than not, it's overlooked. You know, so many people, they have amazing experiences in their lives, but then you can't take that when you go.
You've been through so much. I touched on some of that in the beginning. Jennifer Dawn DeConnick-Smith, our guest on the program, her book is If I Could Float, Where Would I Go? This is the second edition, available at Amazon, the usual places, and Jennifer's website, kippersjourney.com. You've been through a lot. How did you get through the hard times? I'm thinking maybe some of Kipper's message in the book is actually Jennifer's message. Are some of these themes what you use, the tools you use to get through your difficult times?
Yes. Yep, absolutely, Rick. You know, I have been through a lot, and I've been sick on and off so much throughout my life, and surgeries and ER trips and just unwell, and ever since my open heart surgery when I was 4. And just, you know, I have just learned to, it's humbled me. Try not to get too emotional here. I've completely been humbled, because I just realized my life is not in my hands. I don't have to worry about the next step. I need to just trust that I have God carrying me through no matter what. He's air in the fire with me. He's there to carry me, you know, and he has brought me through a miracle after miracle. Yeah, you'll read about it in my little bit of the mini autobiography in the start of my novel there. And I believe, I am absolutely 100% a believer that we are not alone. God has us in his hands, in his way, and in his timing. And we just have to trust it. And we can do anything with him. Like, we don't have to, this world is not all there is. And we're not alone, even through the struggle. Like, it's amazing what can happen when we just let go of all the stress and all the struggle and pain, and let go of grudges. You know, that's not healthy. That's stuff we don't need to carry. And that's absolutely, you know, 100% worth it. You know, God is love.
Talk about
L-O-V-E. That is where it came from.
Yes, and talk about the role of faith and how important that was, sort of your bedrock, wasn't it? That got you through all of these difficult times. And again, we all go through difficult times. We may look at other people and they seem on the outside like they've never had a problem in their world. Believe me, they're having problems in their worlds just like everybody else is. But faith really got you through this. Faith was what helped Kipper get through his situation. Talk about the power of faith. And you say something interesting, because fear always crops up as we're dealing with something. We have that fear. And you're saying you really, they don't go together, do they? You've got faith or you've got fear.
No. Exactly. You can't have faith and you can't have fear at the same time. It doesn't work. You have to choose. I mean, God did not give us a spirit of fear and timidity. You know, he gave us love and all anything that you can imagine that in this life that is positive and beautiful and, you know, loving, and that is where it comes from. He is a creative God. Look at us. Look at the anatomy of just the human eye.
Yes.
That didn't
yes.
just appear in this world. You know, we have an amazing creator, the author of our story. And, you know, it is amazing. The amazing things that I have witnessed and seen and heard of even of others that, you know, God just healed the person right on the spot because they weren't even a believer. You know, someone prayed on them. God said, you know, I'm here. He's like this excited, happy, loving father waiting for us to just open the door. He's constantly knocking, you know. It's amazing. I had this prior to my open heart surgery, I had to run on a treadmill and I had to get my heart rate up to 102. And it would have been a miracle. Like, I needed a miracle. There's no way I could get it because I had bradycardia, a damage done during my open heart surgery. And yeah, it's in my biography there, but it took a little miracle because I couldn't hold on to anything. I mean, it was really unorthodox for me to even go through the process to prove something, and that I didn't need a giant pacemaker at the time because they were too big and I was too small. anyways, miracle. God totally came through. I was 4 years old and this was right after my surgery to prove that I didn't have to get it. Anyways, I just turned 5 and it went to 202. Like it doubled. It blew everyone's mind. That was God's way of showing, you know what? This was the hand of God that was coming through. You know, it was an absolute God-sent miracle that I made it because that's just a little part. Like, there's so many things I've been through and that you just completely said, nope, I got you. Just trust me. You know, just trust me. And he'll test us. You know, do you trust me?
And it's so...
if we want that faith, we have to, it's a daily practice.
Because you've been through all of this, it is so relatable. It's not somebody writing and they're sort of like making up different scenarios. You've been there. So what Jennifer is talking
yes.
about is what she has actually lived. A couple of minutes left in the program. I love the title of the book. If I could float on a cloud, where would I go? Tell me about the significance, how you came up with that title.
Oh, you know what? I have always had my head in the clouds. I'm a dreamer. So I was young, just because of all the struggle I've been through. You know, back when we didn't have all these little gadgets that these kids have nowadays, when I was a kid, I just drew. I drew pictures. I drew whatever I could see. I drew my hands. I drew what I saw out of the window while we were driving. I wrote poetry. I wrote a little bit of music. I just tapped into whatever. I used grass. You know, I did whatever I could to get that, tap into the creativity and to get off of the negative. I didn't want my head full of negative. I didn't want my heart heavy. And that carried me away. So if I could float on a cloud, where would I go? Kipper, he uses his imagination through the window. Anytime he sees a cloud, he's on it. He's gone. He's in another world where he's meeting with other children. He's experiencing life as many of us take for granted these days. So he's tapping into that it brings out his imagination. You get to travel with him through his imagination. And it's beautiful.
I'll give you all of that information here in a second. I'm going to take 30 seconds and ask about, I mentioned that you were working on other books. What are you working on now, and what can we expect to see new from Jennifer here shortly?
Well, I am working on an action thriller, and, you know, I'd like to say that it's a new kind that we just don't have out there. And it's going to be a pretty big, I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, when we watch all these movies these days with these big, big fictional heroes, you know, I mean, no offense, I love movies. I support all the imagination and the comic books and such. But how often do you see a real action thriller where you got faith in it, you got God in there in the middle of it, and he's a supporting character throughout our life. And it's very different. It's a very different way to look at it, but it's got all the action and everything, but it's post some, you know, catastrophe type life altering globally, and there's no electricity, stuff like that. We'll kind of go back into the old ages, and you know, you're traveled by foot or a horse if you had one, and you know, it's very, very different, but I'm a big fan of all the action thrillers and the fictional kinds and everything. And this one I am trying to bring, you know, what I like for people to realize that, you know, bring God into it. Just tell him I can't, but God can. And he will. Like,
so, so looking forward to that book, and we will all enjoy your current book, which we're talking about on the program today. If I could float on a cloud, where would I go? Didn't realize the pictures, illustrations, you and your daughter. Your daughter's very talented as well. Obviously, that's picked up for Mom. Nice job on all aspects of the book, and that's why it's touching in a positive way so many lives around the country. I'm going to spell Jennifer's name so you have that. Jennifer Dawn DeConnick is small d, small e, then capital C-O-N-I-N-C-K, Smith, Dawn. Jennifer Dawn DeConnick Smith. The book's available at Amazon, kippersjourney.com. Probably the best place, because you can get a little more background on Jennifer. You can also keep up with all of the books that she's writing and get information on this book as well. Jennifer, we'll stay in touch. Look forward to having you back on the program. Mm-hmm. It was fun talking about the book. You're changing lives and sharing your story and touching people in such a positive way. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Thank you so much. It was an honor just being able to be a part of this, and I really hope that people can be encouraged.
And Jennifer's book is If I Could Float on a Cloud, Where Would I Go? Second edition. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.